It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here is Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Well, it's been a mighty cold and snowy winter up here along the Northern Front Range. In fact, Boulder's reported 125 inches of snow through just March 22nd, only about 17 or 18 inches below the all-time record. And up on this knoll south of Coal Creek, where we're climbing this morning, they've received about 28 inches of snow in the last 10 days. So we thought we'd come up here and look for spring wildflowers.
As I've been tromping in Steve's footsteps, I felt like humming Good King Wenceslas, because it's more like Christmas than Easter. However, it is almost Easter, and we're looking for passflowers. Aptly named, Pasque is French for Easter, and finding the first one of the season is like finding a delicately tinted lavender Easter egg. Although the flowers look fragile, they thrive in gravelly soil from 4,000 to 10,000 feet, and even above treeline. They can be found in warm microclimates along the Mesa Trail in March and above Rainbow Lakes in June. As a result, they're one of the first flowers of spring and one of the last.
Well, we're standing in a foot of snow on top of this ridge, foolishly, on top of one of the great wildflower displays in Boulder County. There are hundreds of passflowers under our feet that were probably blooming last week and have just gone to sleep due to the most recent snowstorm, heavy snowstorm, we should add. It's this ridge. That area, I don't think you'll find any passflowers. It's just going to be grass.
Wait just a second, though. I need to catch my breath.
We've got some little patches of bare ground underneath these pine trees on the top of the ridge, and I saw a flash of purple, and it was a leaf. So we're going to keep looking for the passflower.
I found spring beauties down in the flats below us, but the edge of the ridge where Steve is heading is about the end of the passflower territory. You did find some, Steve.
This is a gorgeous clump of passflowers right on the edge of the snow in this small patch of bare ground. Five of them, beautiful lavender egg-shaped blossoms and furry, furry stems. The stems are just covered with hair. And what we're seeing is just the edge of this field of passflowers that's mostly under the snow. But the amazing thing is they're not lying down. They're already popped up and they're just getting ready to open their lavender petals and expose their bright yellow stamens and white inner petals. So these are the famous passflower, named for the Easter season.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County,